This is the Dan and Maida Show podcast.
We talk about stupid stuff.
We talk about important stuff.
We talk about global stuff.
National stuff.
And we talk about stuff. Stuff.
All with a little gay view.
And a big Midwest view.
So come on in and grab a drink.
And enjoy the show.
Oh my lord, what is going on with your ureter?
I'm sorry, what?
Your ureter.
I hope to Christ you mean my ureter.
Your ureter.
You know that's not a female thing. Like, everybody has ureters. You should know how to say that.
Believe me, I know.
It's not like fallopian tube or ovary. Ureters. Everybody, but it's a weird word.
It is a weird word.
Ureter.
Yes.
It feels like I'm saying rural juror from 30 Rock.
You ureter. Had kidney stones, Maida.
I did have kidney stones.
And I do know
kidney
about...
stones.
And I do...
The kidney stones. Sorry.
And I do know about the ureter because I had dated a guy a long time ago.
Had some?
He had kidney stones and, he was telling me about his ureter. He was British.
A long time ago when he was British? Are you a vampire?
And his name was Robin. Why would you think that?
That feels very vampire-y to have dated someone a long time ago that was British.
With kidney stones?
Sure.
That's what you think?
Vampires can get kidney stones.
Are you on drugs right now?
I'm not talking about that. Back to my ureters.
Yes, yeah. You have been sick. What's happening?
Ugh. I had kidney stones.
It's kidney stones.
Kidney stones? I'm going to stop doing that now because I keep doing it. Yeah, it started right after Pride. Like the day of Pride. Do you remember I was complaining about how I thought I was getting my period?
You always complain about always having your period.
That's true, but this was different. This was at Pride I was doing
it. It was a different
pain. It was a different kind of complaining. And I was like, oh, I think I'm getting my period. It's 2 weeks early. And I was all crampy and weird and icky.
Bitchy and mean. And
well, right. So I thought it was my period. But
your hair was out of control.
My hair was great that day. Shut up. I had a great hair day. Yeah, I had kidney stones, which I discovered post-Pride, pre-Gaga.
Yeah.
And I passed one. But I had three other ones as well, just hanging out in my kidney beans. You know? It was terrible. It was awful. I do think I passed one at the Lady Gaga show in Chicago.
You told me the story, but you got to tell me again. I love it.
Well,
it's gross. I want to vomit every time you tell me.
Well, so I was having the kidney stone pain.
Right.
Found out that it was definitely kidney stones.
Sure.
And my ureter was all jacked up when they looked at the ultrasound. It was like twisted and gnarly and gross. And they're like, yeah, we think you're passing a small one, blah, blah, blah. You have a bigger one like hanging out at the lip of your kidney, but that's not the one causing you problems. So I get some pain before the Gaga show, like horrible, horrible pain. And then I go to the Gaga show and I pee and I look in the toilet because I always look in the toilet after I
always
do anything. And there's this little thing with some, you know, blood around it a little bit. And I'm pretty sure it was the kidney stone. And I passed it at the Gaga show.
And what did you name it?
No, I didn't name it. But I did think about fishing my hand around in there. And, like, taking it out and putting it on a necklace and then texting her about it or, like, Twittering it or something.
Yeah.
Instagramming it.
She would have kicked you out in a second.
That's totally something a little monster would do, would be to pull out a kidney stone and name it Gaga.
I don't think that's what she wants. Although, didn't she vomit on someone?
Mm.
No, or punch someone?
Someone vomited on her.
And she punched her?
It's North by Northwest, South by Southwest,
South by, yeah,
whatever it is.
North
by North.
South by Southwest.
North by Northwest is a movie, isn't it?
It's like an airline company or something.
So yeah, I passed one at the Gaga show and...
Okay. Well, let's talk about Gaga.
I'm not done talking about me.
When
and
the
my
guy
pain.
Explained what happens, I wanted vomit. And you know what happens to guys when they have to pass it through their whole, like...
Their penis.
Their shaft.
Yeah, no, I know.
And it gets, I was scared. We're not made
now.
Did
you see him pass it?
No. I saw the aftermath.
What the hell does that mean? Him like laying on the floor or was his penis gnarly?
It was not gnarly. It was like the Hulk. It was a Hulk penis from kidney stones. Yes.
How big was his kidney stone?
I'm not talking about that. So I want to talk about Gaga.
Well, I wasn't done talking about me.
I know,
and all
but
my
do
pain.
You really want to talk about the end of it?
Well, I'm just going to say that I've had two procedures in 2 weeks where I was under anesthesia and I had a lot of kidney stone problems.
You got a lot of drugs. You got a lot of rest.
Not a lot of drugs. Just a normal amount of drugs.
Okay. Well, you got a lot of rest. I mean, it was like a vacation for you.
No, it wasn't because I still work the days after
that sucks.
My procedures. I've worked.
So, all right, let's get into Gaga, because you, like last year, you saw her twice.
I did.
You saw her in Chicago.
Well, no,
and
I didn't see her twice last year, because she canceled her show.
I thought you got to see her before. She canceled
St. Louis. I got to see her in St. Louis, and then she canceled the rest of her tour.
She canceled Chicago, and that's why she's here this
year.
Oh, I'm smart.
No, you just follow pop culture. But yeah, I did see Gaga at the United Center.
Or your Facebook page. Yeah.
Nearly fished out a kidney stone in the janky-ass toilet at the United Center.
So Vegas, you went on a private jet out to Vegas to see Lady Gaga. That's pretty cool.
I did, but I wasn't going to bring that up, even though I posted about it on Facebook ad nauseum.
Ad nauseum, yeah.
Ad nauseum. Did I say at? I meant ad.
We figured it out.
Okay.
That's We're 22 nice. Episodes in. I think our listeners know when you know.
Saying the right word.
They know me to speak.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks, guys. We saw her in Vegas a week after we saw her in Chicago and...
Bragging.
Yeah. Always bragging. So yeah, we saw her in Vegas a week after we saw her at the United Center. And yes, I may have flown on a jet that other people weren't on besides my friends.
Which you took like a lot of pictures again.
I sure did.
Yeah, I was jealous the whole time.
Well, I didn't mean to brag. I just like people to know what I'm doing at all times.
Fuck, I would be posting every single second. Did they have Wi-Fi on it?
Maybe.
God damn it, I hate you. So how was Vegas? Did you win any money?
We won enough money to go to the strip clubs the first night.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You guys were there by yourselves, though.
No, we went. We actually went with 8 other people.
Oh.
But we went to the strip club by ourselves.
Oh, like wives do.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know how some people, they'll win a bunch of money and then they'll go buy shoes, they'll go buy purses, they'll go buy stuff. We buy lap dances.
Nice.
That's what we do. So that's what we did the first night. We bought lap dances with our winning. But Vegas was off the chain. The first night we went to go see someone that I'm actually friends with.
I don't know.
Went to a strip club we knew and then went to another one we didn't know based on a text message from my friend that I made 4 years ago. So
Yeah. You got a lot of friends on Facebook from Vegas, huh?
Yeah. Well, I made new friends. Okay. I made new friends. My friend that I went to see the first night is someone I've been friends with for 4 years now.
But you went with your wife, so it's all good.
It's fine. It's good. It solidifies our marriage because we like the same things.
Have we ever been in Vegas together?
Mm-mm.
I don't think we have.
Mm-mm.
I think we should go.
I don't know.
Do you want to go next year?
Like the same thing. Because then, yeah, no, I don't know if we, well.
Do you gamble?
Very rarely.
Oh.
I'm a gambling watcher.
I don't want to go with you.
Yeah, I'm a drinker and a gambling watcher. But Vegas was amazing. I had, hands down, the best pool cabana experience I've ever had in my life.
Ruin my life and tell me no.
And this is based off of experience because I've been to a lot of pool cabanas in Vegas because I'm fancy.
And bragging.
And I brag. This one was awesome because it was at the adults-only pool.
No kids.
There's a lot of boobs everywhere. You wouldn't have liked it.
I can handle boobs.
You can? There were some bad implants, though.
That's okay.
Some also some good implants, though. Hey, you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't, but move on.
But hey, look, I'm drinking water out of my cup from the adults-only pool.
Nice.
You get to keep them. You pay like $40 for one of those, $15 for refills. It's amazing. But the first day was awesome. We had a cabana. There was 4 cabanas by themselves, and they had a private pool. And they were like raised up above like the regular folk. It was awesome.
You felt elevated?
No, I was elevated. I didn't have to feel it because I was.
But the private jet didn't do that for you?
No, that did too. Okay. But then we just backed it up with the cabana the next day.
And then went.
And of course, I made friends with our cabana hostesses because they're awesome. And
I know that weekend, I didn't go with you guys, but I would look on Facebook and it was like, Maida is friends with Sally Boops a lot, and it was like these.
That is not her
women name. I don't know what her name was, but it was someone like, works
like
at
really
the
attractive.
Maria, right.
Maria.
The casino.
Attractive women. I like to become friends with nice scenery. And funny people. They were awesome. We had a blast with them. And then so much of a blast that I insisted on buying a day bed the next day for like $250. And insisted that they put me in the same section as, you know, the girls we had the day before. So...
But again, your wife was with you the whole time, so
it's not creepy at all. It's totally legitimate. It's, you know, really making our relationship stronger.
Okay, so all right. If we're feeling this great about ourselves, let's talk about some Irish guilt then.
Fine.
We got to bring it down. The folks don't want to hear about us being happy. Private jets and all that.
No one wants to hear me bragging about how Vegas was the best trip of my entire life and how I made great friends and had an amazing trip and ate Cool Ranch Doritos and sandwiches every single night. Won some money, went to strip clubs.
Do you have any Irish guilt?
I actually do.
You do?
Yeah. It stems from my kidney stone problem.
Okay.
And there's two components to this. Ready?
Ready.
First one is I'm supposed to be straining my urine to try to catch pieces of this kidney stone.
What do you put, like a spaghetti thing in there?
No, they give you all the equipment.
Really?
You pee in a thing, and then you dump the pee through a strainer, and then you look to see if there's particles.
Uh-huh.
So every single time I've talked to the doctor or the nurses that call me, because they're on my jock. They're calling me all the time to see how I'm doing. They always ask me if I'm straining my urine, and I always say yes, and I am not straining my urine. I mean, I even saw the doctor that did my thing at the grocery store to not be named that I work at.
Right.
And he loudly asked me if I was straining my urine as I was working, and I lied and told him I was.
You are saying this to me because I can see your face. The listeners cannot. You are saying it like you are proud. Like you're
doing, about lying.
Like the doctor walks out and you're like, yes, I got away with it. Yeah. Right?
No, I'm it's lying about it. I'm not straining my urine ever at all. Do you want to know why? Because at first I had to strain it through just holding a strainer under my thing, and I kept pissing all over myself. And it's such a pain in the ass. I'm not interested in it.
I don't know how to handle this.
I'm not straining my urine, and okay. I'm lying. And I'm lying. I'm lying about it.
To a doctor.
To a doctor. To the nurses.
In your work.
Everywhere. Everywhere.
What is wrong with you?
I am a liar. I was laying on the table getting ready for my...
Stop. Take a sip of water, because I got to do something that's going to help this situation, so I don't feel guilty about it.
I was laying on the table waiting for my anesthesia yesterday for my other procedure, and the doctor goes, have you been straining your urine? And I go, yeah. He goes, did you catch anything? I go, I don't think so. Lies. I haven't caught a damn thing except for nothing, because I'm not doing it. Then this was the other thing that I feel guilty about. So I was given the generic version of, P.S., why don't we use generic as an insult anymore? Do you remember when we were kids? You'd be like, ugh, that's so generic. We don't say it anymore. Now all the grocery stores have given it their brand names. So you're like, oh, it's the Jewel brand. It's generic, dude. Call it what it is. Generic.
It's still kind of an insult. Like, do you buy generics? Like, I don't think
I buy generic shit all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't buy generic food. Like,
you don't buy generic food.
If I'm buying a steak, I think I'd buy like...
Well, I wouldn't buy a generic steak.
Right.
But generic mac and cheese? No, I wouldn't buy that. I'm lying. I'm lying.
Like, maybe...
Generic pasta, perhaps?
No.
Really? Generic orange juice?
You could taste the difference, I think.
All right.
Once you go to your rich kids, because I was poor as a kid. Not poor, but there were seven of us.
So you only had generic?
And we only had, I mean, yeah, we did. And we never thought about it. I'd go to my rich friend's house, not rich, you know what I mean, but and they would have, like, Kraft macaroni and cheese. I'm like, what is this? This is so different and so good. I'm like, I wish, I wasn't poor.
Wish it wasn't generic. I wish my life wasn't so generic. Anyways, the generic version of Norco is my pain pill.
Oh, okay.
And I was at work, one of my other jobs, and I got so frustrated with my boss. And I was IMing my friend, and I was like, I'm so frustrated right now. I'm not in any pain, but I really want to take one of my pain pills. She's like, that's the gateway to drug addiction. Uh-huh. I think you should stay away.
Yeah.
I didn't.
So you lie to your doctor.
I took it.
Are you going to become a drug? What is this show going to become if you're doing all these things? You're readily admitting it, by the way.
I know.
And I'm sure there's enough people on this podcast.
Listen, this is like confession for me.
I know, but there's enough people on this podcast who listen who are probably in AA and are like, ugh, we got a textbook over here.
I just did it the one time.
Right.
No, I'm serious. Or thrice. No, I only did it one time. I'm kidding. I only did it one time.
I don't like
taking
pills.
But I felt horrible about it. Yeah. Oh, really?
No, I don't. I should be on like anti-anxiety medicine. So I found alternatives. I don't like taking pills other than my vitamins.
I like taking pills. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't mind it when I'm injured and need a pain pill.
Hmm.
So anyways, so I feel bad about not straining my urine and being a potential Norco addict.
Yeah, well, that's great.
Taking a pill to numb the pain of my anger.
This will tie into my Irish guilt.
Oh, good.
Great. Well, it's not Irish guilt. It's Irish anxiety.
But they're basically the same thing.
I think they are basically the same thing. I might need some of those Norco pills.
I got them.
And I might need them. And you know why?
Why?
I am going on a 7-day fun trip with the family.
Whoa.
28 other people like me.
28 of your family members.
Yes. My five brothers and sisters and their kids, my mom and dad, and me. That's 28.
That is a lot of family.
For the first time ever. We're spending more 7 days together. I mean, usually we'll do like a day. Like
Are
Father's
you all
day.
In the same house?
All in the same house, yeah.
Really?
Yes. I'm scared.
So you'll have, like, common room sharing?
Common room sharing.
You have your own room, right?
Yes. Two twin beds.
Two twin beds.
I got the two twin beds.
What are you going to do with the other twin bed?
I don't know. I was going to say move them together.
So we're going to keep your porn?
No, I was going to say move them together, but my 16-year-old nephew's like, and he's one of those, not emo kids, but he's like, like, where he's a lot like that. He's like, oh, Uncle Danny, I don't know if I could sleep with, you know, there's like 20 kids. It's and ranging from, you know, 6 months old to 16. He's like,
oh my God.
Hey, would you mind if I could share your room? And I'm like, I don't know. That's so weird. I've known you since you were a little kid.
Well, you can't even share the room because what about when you want to jerk off?
You
know you're going to jerk off.
I'm going to have to rethink that whole thing.
That room's going to be sticky. Especially if both of you are in there.
That's a disturbing thought, but it's one great. It adds more anxiety to an already anxious kind of thing. We just never done this. Like the brothers and sisters and husbands and wives and kids. And on one hand, I think it's going to be great because we, you know, we're in our, you know, my brothers and sisters' kids are now kind of older.
They're old enough to
parenting.
Yeah.
Where they sucked before. I don't know if you experienced this with your sister, but like you don't see them for 9 months. Not see them, but not hang out with them and like drink and have fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, they've all had these periods of, you know,
not being any fun.
Like having to be parents and having to, you know, parent their children. And all these kids are great. I love my nieces and nephews, but it's just, it's weird.
So aside from the fact that you're going to be in one house with 28 people, what are you anxious about? Just that part of it? Are you worried you're going to fight? Are you worried
fight,
that you're
going to
get drunk and, like, piss on something that you shouldn't piss on? Or, like,
that's
always my fear when I get too drunk. I might go pee somewhere.
We have really – we're a group of family members who have really good conversations.
Okay.
We challenge each other. And that's what why I love being in my family is because we're not – it's not vanilla. Like, we chatted, like, me and my brother, I won't say his name, but we had a conversation the other day about gay marriage. And, you know, while it's all joking, but then when he would say something that might have, you know, the typical, well, what's next, squirrels?
Oh, good God.
Half joking, but also half kind of, and that's the way that those conversations go, which is good because his 16-year-old is sitting there and all of, you know, these young kids are sitting there and, you know, they usually go on my side, but, I think it's, yeah, I'm actually all right. I'm getting a little less anxious. I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Well, it should be fun. I mean, because where are you going?
Michigan City, Indiana.
So there's casinos.
There are.
Outlet malls.
There's
also a whiskey distillery up in New Buffalo.
Okay.
And a lot of wineries up there.
Yeah, no, we're going to have a great time.
It'll be fun, but don't let your brother talk you into squirrels having sex and being married. And don't let him talk you into marrying one. I would just like to state for the record that for the first time in Dan and Maida Show podcast history, we are drinking beer.
We're drinking beer.
We're drinking beer after the first segment. Normally, we vodka it up through the whole thing.
Yeah.
And we have decided to drink beer for this. We're either getting older or drunker. I'm not sure.
Well, you're all high on drugs, so
right.
We know that.
But my doctor did tell me to drink beer because it helps me pee.
There you go. 86 degrees out, and my allergies are crazy, so I...
Oh, your allergies.
It dehydrates me, so cheers.
Cheers to the beers.
You guys won't hear the ice, but...
No ice. Just,
clink, clink.
You know, high living cans of Miller Lite right now.
Hey, I poked your hole. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you got a topic?
I do have a topic.
Tell me about your topic. I want to know right now.
Well, as you know, I'm always late to the game when we have a podcast.
Late, late, late.
I never really do any research until the day of.
Like 10 minutes before.
Right, right. So today I was flipping around, like looking for something that intrigued me, looking for something I wanted to talk about. And I came across a headline that kind of surprised me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the newest human Ken doll spent $50,000 to be a human puppet. My reaction was, wait, there's an older
Ken doll.
Human Ken doll
there's
that
like
I need to know
There's like two of them
about?
Now, aren't there?
There's two.
That's crazy.
There's two of them. This guy, his name is Celso Santibanez. He's from Brazil, and he
is that the Brazilian way to say
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's sure.
Right.
He is apparently spent $50,000 to perfect his human puppet look, which if he's going to really compete with this older human Ken doll, Justin Jedlicka, he, I think, has had about $90,000 worth of work
that
to look the way that he looks.
That is insane in the membrane.
It is nuts. Have you seen pictures of this
guy? I have. I have seen the articles, yeah.
Okay. So one
Not
thing,
attractive.
No. And then this led me to like looking around at right. these guys and like seeing what their deal was. Apparently this Justin Jedlicka guy, the original human Ken doll.
The Ken number one.
That had, oh, I'm sorry. He spent $100,000 on perfecting God. His look. He's had 90 surgeries. He doesn't work out. He's got a six pack. He's got pecs.
Seen him,
he's
yeah.
got arm muscles, everything. That's all surgery. He thinks working out is not glamorous.
Well,
so he
it
gets
isn't.
It all done by surgery. And this other kid, he's only 20 years old. He's only spent $50,000, but he literally looked, unfortunately, they both look really weird to me. I don't get it.
It's not normal. I mean, I
just don't. It leads me to want to start a new segment called What the Fuck is Wrong with People? Like, I don't understand why you would spend that kind of money to have surgery on your body. Like, I guess he's into, this Justin dude is into body modification.
Oh, yeah.
Which is fine. Like, that's tattoos. And you, oh, body right, right. modification is just about anything you'd think of.
I made a look that made a head explain it. Sorry.
Yeah, because he looked at me like I was out of my mind. It's not like I've had $100,000 worth of plastic surgery.
You've only had like $20 worth of surgery. Right.
Right. Yeah. Well, no, a couple hundred because tattoos are body mod.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess I just don't understand. And it led me to this girl that's like the human Barbie doll. And then another girl that was like a human anime looking. I don't understand. Like, plastic surgery to me, like, I get it. I like fake boobs. I know a lot of people with fake boobs. You know, I know a lot of people that have gotten them because it makes them feel better about them. Yeah. I'm all for it. Botox, a little lifting here and there. Great. But to alter your entire face. Remember that kid?
And body.
There was that kid.
The Bieber kid.
The Bieber kid.
Yes.
The Bieber kid.
I can read your
he
mind.
He doesn't look like Justin Bieber at all. Not even a little bit.
No, it's a set. And he wasn't a bad looking kid before.
To begin with. But like, you're putting yourself in such dangerous situation. 90 surgeries.
Yeah, that's gross.
Like, I just had anesthesia twice and I was worrying about dying both times. So imagine like doing that 90 times.
Yeah.
I can't argue with the idea of like having fake muscles and like getting rid of my stomach fat and getting all swole from surgery.
Swole, yes.
Sure. Like, I would love to not have to work out, but I guess I don't get it. And like, do people find these guys attractive and these girls attractive that go so far beyond what I call regular plastic surgery, which
yeah.
would be like,
I think
a
right.
nip, a tuck, a facelift, a boob job, some Botox is like what I'm okay with.
I think there's two sets of it. I think these two guys and that Barbie girl, and there was even
the Barbie
this,
girl is gross. Have you seen her?
Yeah. I mean, she doesn't look human. They don't look human. And when they do the before pictures, they weren't bad looking people. But two, like to get like to put fake stuff like where a muscle should be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right. Silicone where a muscle is supposed to be.
The muscles in your body are to help you walk and help you get up. I mean, like those things are not going to do anything
right.
for
like,
your
this
overall health.
This dude is made of plastic. They don't have muscles. They have just plastic and silicone
it's
where
like
the
Tupperware.
Muscles are supposed to be. How do they
with
even
water
walk around?
In it.
How do you carry anything?
I don't know.
How are you going to lift your Barbie doll over the threshold?
Did
you
see the one guy, the Justin Jedlicka guy?
Yeah, Justin Jedlicka. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so
uh-huh.
he, his husband pays for all of his.
Oh, he's gay?
He's gayer than a goddamn parade.
For real?
For reals. Did you ever see, like, I saw the video of it, and I couldn't turn on the sound because it's so sad.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to watch. It was like a train accident.
Right.
Or train car wreck, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
He has a diamond ring like a woman would have that a straight man would give a straight woman and his wedding ring. And
you know,
he's obviously open and he's gay, and that part is great. But, like, what I take issue with is he feels that bad about himself or doesn't have a hobby, doesn't have a job. I mean, like, what the fuck?
Well, like, clearly his job now is to be famous for looking like
and he is.
A doll.
We're talking about it.
Right.
And it's in, you know, the rags. And
so interesting that he has a huge diamond on his finger because
it
do you want to know what one of the Barbies that my sister had was? There was a hole in her finger where you could put a huge diamond in it. So,
that's
like, maybe
crazy.
It's a hole in his finger and it's just
probably.
Like a plastic diamond in there. I don't understand.
I agree with you if there's a procedure, one procedure or two procedures.
Or a few. Like, I don't care.
That make you feel better about yourself. Like,
sure.
I don't, like, my nose is kind of like not crooked, but it has a little point at the end. If I've ever had surgery, that was the first thing that, you know.
You get your nose shaved off
a little
bit. Gonna
un-Irish my nose.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't have a problem with that. It's just this putting, I mean, like basically putting your life in danger 90 times.
But for what? I think the for question what? That needs to be for what?
And like the problem is that here we sit talking about him, and he's, yeah. I'm sure he's been on Entertainment Tonight, and I'm sure that he's been, I mean, he's on Huffington Post, and this new kid is on Huffington Post. But I don't understand why you'd want to look like Ken the doll if you're gay and you don't want a Barbie.
And you already have a husband.
Right. Like, that doesn't make sense to me.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my whole life.
I did read that this new kid, this Celso Santibana.
Brazil.
Brazilian. He is actually getting a doll made that looks like him.
What the fuck? These are people
getting a doll made that looks like
him. Here's what I'm going to say about this. These are people with way too much money. Period.
Seriously. Or maybe they don't have money and they're just getting loans.
No, I told you the one guy's husband pays for it.
Well, clearly if he's got that huge Barbie diamond on his finger.
And his butt, like his butt looks
weird. Oh, you
looked
at his butt?
They showed a picture of him, like he's got a Kardashian butt.
See, I didn't look at his butt. I was too mesmerized by his plastic looking face. I think the bigger question is, like, if you want to look like a Ken doll, let's talk about his anatomy.
He has none. Oh my God, what if it's like smooth down there?
What if they both got their penises removed and they just have like underwear, plastic underwear, basically built by silicone over their junk?
Yeah.
And no penises. There's flat. There's no dick. Ken doesn't have a dick.
What?
Justin, Celso, do you guys have dicks?
Well, they're probably bottoms.
Oh.
Well, Maida, I love your new suggestion of having a topic called What the Fuck
is
wrong
with people?
You. Yes.
Yes, I like that. We might have to do that every other podcast or so. So that's every 6 months?
Yeah, every 2 or 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So, Maida, you know that one of the things that is in our byline is that we're from the Midwest.
Right.
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 And one of the shows that when we were growing up in the 90s was a little show called Friends.
We talk about that show every single effing day.
I know, but they brought up another list of things that we didn't know about Friends, and I'm going to talk about it in the established segment called What's Crappin'In.
Crappin'In, or What Had Crappin'? We've never even really decided what we should call it.
I think it's What's Crappin'In, I think.
What's Crappin'In?
Is it weird now that you've had so many things come out of your ureter that should we change it?
Do you mean what's... Kidney stones?
Right.
Well, kidney stones.
All right, so there's another list. What's crappin'?
I love Friends List. More than anything, I love Friends List.
So there's 22. I'll burn through, there's some that most people know.
So they're claiming that there's 22 things that we didn't know about Friends?
Didn't know, and there's some of them I didn't know.
Really?
Yes.
All right, please share.
Start with the first one. I think we might know this one. Courtney Cox was originally supposed to be Rachel.
I did hear that.
But in Monica fashion, she said that she was Monica, and they went with it.
And that's that. She's totally Monica, yeah. And I think maybe that Bruce Springsteen video got her feeling like she could call the shots.
Yeah, especially when Rachel and Phoebe walked in.
Right.
Lisa Kudrow was supposed to be in the show Frasier. She was
as what?
As Roz.
Roz?
Yes.
No.
So they took her back, or she tried out for Friends, and obviously best decision of her life. Can you imagine her as Roz?
As Roz? No. Yeah. No, that's totally Perry Gilpin's role.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, who else was going to play Phoebe then? Who do they have
know.
In mind?
They
Perry Gilpin?
That'll be the next list. Who's going to star as...
So Lisa Kudrow was supposed to be in Frasier. That show would have taken an entirely different turn.
For sure.
For the worse.
Matthew Perry once had to be Courtney Cox's slave for 5 months when he lost a bet over whether Anthony Michael Hall said the line, "Chicks cannot hold their smoke. That's what it is." In the Breakfast Club or Weird Science?
Breakfast Club.
The correct answer is the Breakfast Club.
Yeah. Chicks, they cannot hold the smoke.
So she, I guess
hilarious.
She had to be her slave for 5 minutes. Or 5 months. 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Nothing.
/ month.
So he lost the bet?
He lost the bet.
I thought he was a comedian-ish guy. How does he not know that?
Lisa Kudrow already had established herself in a guest role on Mad About You as Ursula.
Yes,
her
she
twin.
Did. She did.
And they decided to make Phoebe a twin to create a crossover between the two shows. Remember when they did that in the 90s?
Yeah, and I remember when Helen Hunt, that obnoxious lady, came to Central Perk, and they ordered biscotti and a coffee, and
right.
Phoebe was like, okay, and they're like, it's definitely her. I never liked Mad About You.
I never did either.
Hated
Paul
that
Reiser.
Show. He was good in My Two Dads. He was in My Two Dads,
yeah,
right?
He was. Yeah.
I liked that show, but I think I liked it for
Ahead
the girl. I think I liked it for the girl and not anything else. I hated Paul Reiser.
Yeah,
and I did not like Mad About You because I don't like Helen Hunt.
They either love Helen Hunt or they hate Helen Hunt.
I think I hate her.
I don't care.
Hmm. Okay.
I guess I'm
so. Wait, did
people.
You know that factoid about?
I
Friends?
Did. No, I did not know that one.
Okay.
This is one I didn't know. In case you were wondering why Matthew Perry's missing part of his middle finger, he slammed it in a door when he was in the nursery school.
I never knew that he had a missing finger.
I didn't know either.
I don't look at fingers.
I guess there's a picture of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it creepy?
I don't know.
Is it gnarly? I didn't know that he had a missing digit. Or
I didn't
part
know
of a digit.
You know, Mayor Rahm Emanuel of Chicago has one.
What?
And I shook his hand at the Pride Parade last year.
Did you feel his weird finger?
I was creeped out because...
You knew it was there?
Yeah. It's...
Or it wasn't there? Well, that's a weird fact.
That is
I don't know if
fact,
I need
right?
to know that about Matthew
But you're
Perry.
It's going to be in your mind like when you watch Friends now, you know?
This only matters if I get on some sort of Friends-centric Jeopardy.
And we win tons of money.
Tons of
for
money.
For sure.
Right.
Marcel the monkey is actually a female, and her name is Katie.
Huh. That's interesting.
She's Irish, apparently.
Clearly, she's Irish.
Some of the laughter from the show's live audience was cut in scenes, so the next punch line wasn't lost. Like, they had to edit it out.
Oh, so, like, the audience was laughing so hard at something.
Right.
They had to edit out the laughter in order for the punchline
and
to work.
I've always wondered about that, because my favorite episode ever, and I'm going to, this is a big statement, the one that Monica and Chandler are together, and, like, three-fourths of the people know, and then Phoebe goes and
the one where it's
her.
I believe it's called the one where everybody finds out.
Yes,
that's one of your favorite episodes.
That is my favorite episode of
for
Friends.
Real.
For real.
Wow,
yes.
That's a big statement. Do you want to know what my favorite one is?
Of course.
I believe it's the one where they have the trivia game.
Yes,
where Monica and Rachel lose the apartment.
That was one, and I remember reading something about that. It was in the second season, and it's the one. The most successful episodes have always been the one where all six of them, I watched the show, guys.
Uh-huh.
All six of them are in the apartment, and they don't go anywhere else.
Oh,
it's
I can
all
see
shot
that.
In the same apartment.
But that episode, to be fair, Phoebe was not in the apartment during the game. It was just
No, it was all six of them.
Phoebe was not there
what?
When they played
oh,
the game.
Oh, because she has the babies.
Right.
Okay, well, I mean, she shows up, so. Joey and Monica were originally supposed to be love interests on the show.
I think I knew this only, I got a wind of it from one of the flashback episodes when Joey was hitting on her, but I don't think I knew that as a fact. Monica and Joey would have never worked.
No, and they kind of hinted at it, like the alternate timeline.
Right, that's what I'm saying, like flashbacking. Now, I do think that Joey and Rachel, I really kind of wish they would have worked out for a little bit longer. Personal
yeah.
opinion.
Right.
I thought they were great together because, I don't know, I think they kind of work together as a couple,
yeah.
the two of
them. It would be more realistic.
I wish that they would have gone a little farther instead of having her be grossed out by Joey trying to sleep with her.
Those two people would actually hook up in real life.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
The six friends had a private huddle backstage before every single episode. They wouldn't allow anyone or any cameras in the room while they prep for the show.
I need to know what they were talking about.
I know, right?
I need to know.
Okay, and then before they decided on the show or the name Friends for the show, other working titles were Insomnia Cafe.
Dumb.
Dumb. Friends Like Us.
Dumb.
And Six of One, Six of One.
Dumb.
Yeah.
All dumb.
All dumb.
I'm glad that they didn't go with any of those other ones.
Do you think these lists are becoming like real dumb?
I think the listing of things is becoming a little bit, it's just so
trite.
Popular now. Like
yeah.
everyone's like, I actually saw one earlier that was like 15 things you didn't know about Saved by the Bell. And of course I clicked on it and looked and they were all dumb and I didn't care about them at all.
Yeah.
However, I lap them up like a desperate homeless person that's not had water in 10 days. Like I lap it up. I read all that stupid shit.
Do you know a lot of people like that?
I think so because these lists get posted like on Facebook, and
yeah.
since Facebook is my Bible, I assume that everybody cares about it.
Okay.
But they're getting a little bit, you know, they no longer mean anything. What is it? What is that college word when things stop having meaning?
Dumb.
Redundant.
Redundant. Yes.
Is it redundant?
Yeah. So all right, let's move on then.
All right,
what
moving
else
on. Although for the record, I love Friends more than anything.
Yes. No. I
in
mean,
the world.
David Schwimmer, if you're listening to this, and I know you are.
Call me.
Call me.
Right.
And we'll talk about those.
And David Schwimmer, you tell Phoebe to call me, right. Lisa Kudrow. She's my favorite.
She's my favorite too.
Oh, get off my jock.
I'm not on your jock.
Oh.
Because they're all filled with kidney stones. Gross. The next one's crapping in. Yeah, OK Cupid. It is a dating website for
I'm
those...
on it. No, I'm not on it.
No, I'm on it.
You are on it.
You thought you were me.
Or I thought I should be on it.
Hey, you got to take that to the grave.
Don't worry. Joy doesn't listen.
So I'm on it. You know, we talked about this in a couple podcasts before. Like, for being 38 and older, these are nice outlets to potentially meet someone. And I've met a couple guys. They didn't work out.
For one-night stands, right?
One was, and one wasn't.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Do you want to go into this?
Go on.
No.
I'll listen to your one-night
stand. So I use it because I don't go to bars all the time, and I'm not in my 20s, blah, blah, blah. But there was a story out there that OkCupid was manipulating the metrics or the data that people are using to kind of advance the way that they build the site. And one of them, engineers, joked about it, and he's like, well, yeah, we tweaked it. So, like, if there would have been times where you were a good match with someone and we didn't
match you up,
program it that way. Yeah. And
I thought OkCupid was all about making love connections. But yes. They're all about cock blocking?
Apparently, to build their site. And, like, you know, Facebook did this a little bit, too. That came out.
What do you mean Facebook did this?
They kind of did the same thing where they...
How?
They alter, or they didn't preview... Like, if you said, I'm feeling annoyed today,
uh-huh,
and they might have changed it to something else.
I'm not annoyed?
So you're not annoyed or not
pokeable?
Preview, like, people's responses to it, or...
I mean, to be fair, I never put what I'm feeling on Facebook. I just write my things. If Facebook changed something on me, I'd be, hey, hang on, this is a question. Facebook, like, manipulate whose, like, information is on your newsfeed?
Oh, for sure. You didn't know that?
Well, I'm trying to figure out why. Now, to be fair, Facebook friends, I love each and every one of you, all 825. But I'm always curious as to why, like, my closest friends that I'm tagging in things, that I'm always hanging out with, why they never show up in my newsfeed.
Right.
It's always people that I don't know that well are showing up in my newsfeed. And I have to, like, physically go click on my friend to find out, you know, what they're doing, since I only communicate on Facebook.
The bottom line with both of these things is they're manipulating the way that what we see on social media.
I don't like that.
I don't like it either.
I don't care for that.
Dating, too. I mean, like, I could have met 100 guys already that, you know.
You probably would have.
Yeah.
You're catching a quarter, so why wouldn't you? Like, why would they try to manipulate that? I thought they wanted success on OkCupid. Successful relationships.
Like the Christian.
Marriages.
Like the Christian mingle.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, they want success. I mean, like, Grindr doesn't care about success, so they can manipulate whatever they wanted.
Right. It's all dudes hooking up with that site anyway.
Right. I kind of want to go on Grindr.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't even want to go on Grindr.
I like to see two dudes having sex.
All right.
Is there an app for that?
I don't know. Why don't you go to Vegas and figure that shit out? You're already doing weird shit over there anyway.
I know.
All right. Well, so the last ones crapping in are, and I thought this was great because one, it's another Liz, but one that I think is just funny because we're Irish Catholic. We talk about, you know, why we're crazy like we are.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a note in the Huffington Post where I get everything.
That's basically...
It's my Bible.
Your Bible, yes. Yeah.
So
it's now kind of my Bible.
Good. You're learning about important things. 9 things you learned in kindergarten and probably still believe today.
All right, hit me.
All right, I love this.
I'm sure I believe every single
this
one.
This is my favorite. Being a princess was all about pink frilly dresses, Prince Charmings, and living in lavish castles.
For sure.
No, but realistically, while castle dwellings were certainly more luxurious than the typical peasants, the historians say they were frigid, filthy, dark, damp cribs.
And they probably had to sleep on hay.
Right. And the women were basically sold to men. They were probably, I hate to say this, probably raped. I mean, like, all of these creatures.
No, the princesses were like in arranged marriages with gangly, horrible princes from Romania or something horrible.
Or like Tom Arnold.
Right. Yeah. That would be awful. Not a prince, though, by the way.
Yeah. But it's just so weird. Like, and I listened, you know, the other podcasts that I listened to, and they were kind of talking through this, and it was like parents still today in 2014 still want, like, the little girls want to dress up as princesses.
Well, because they're thinking Disney princess.
Right. But isn't that like a weird sell to...
It's a huge lie.
It's a huge lie, and they make a lot of money. But I mean, like, if you realistically think about, like, these princesses didn't, you know, live the way these Disney ones
did. No, they definitely didn't live like that back then. And not to mention the fact that they probably didn't, I don't think that was underwear invented yet. I can't imagine being a princess without wearing underwear.
No, but they had those tight, they had like, it was like a shoe. Like,
and I think you just peed dressing through your skirt. Like, you just stood there and just peed.
Right.
That's my feeling about princesses.
Okay. And so the last one I wanted
you
to
talk... You didn't do 9.
I'm not doing all 9. We're going to be here all day.
9 isn't that big of a number.
Are you sorry?
No.
Okay.
Continue.
The other one that caught my eye was gum takes years to digest.
7 years, I heard. Is that not true?
Well, Duke University gastroenterol. I can't say this word.
Try it. Gastroenterologist.
Gastroenterologist. Roger Little told Scientific American, nothing would reside in the stomach that long unless it was so large it couldn't get out of it, or it was trapped in the intestine. So it takes about 30 to 120 minutes to digest.
Wait a minute. I was heard.
Who the fuck invented that?
The gum theory.
About... Yes.
I heard it was 7 years that it took for gum to digest
yes.
in your stomach.
120 minutes at most.
Now, what about if you swallowed gum consecutively every day? Gum. I said gum.
Okay.
You skis.
I'm the skis.
If you swallowed a piece of gum every day for 30 days, would then it be big enough? Like, would the gum all come together in your stomach and then be too big to pass?
Well, no,
and that's where the rumor came from?
It would take 120 minutes to get out. So if you took one, like, day one.
So what if I took, what if I swallowed 30 pieces of gum in 30 minutes?
Well, I've never seen you so try to.
I just,
problem solve something
I'm really
so bad.
Angry about this because I still don't swallow gum. And when
right.
I do, I'm like, fuck, 7 years.
Seven
years for this fucking gum to get out of my guts.
I don't think I've swallowed chewing gum in because of that. And not because I know it's not biologically correct, even like reading that article, that Duke guy's saying that it won't happen. I'm still not going to do it.
I just, who did this to us?
I don't know, the nuns?
I need to meet the first person that started this fucking gum rumor, and I'm going to beat the fucking shit out of them and shove a huge wad of gum down their throat, make them, so I'm going to rub their neck like a dog that's barfing or trying to swallow a pill, make them get that gum into their stomach. Maybe just then, it'll finally take 7 years for that to digest. 30 huge wads of gum, like 30 pieces wrapped up in a wad and in their stomach. I'm pissed about this. Who the fuck told me the gum rumor? Who started the gum rumor? I'm on to you. I'm on to you, motherfucker. I'm going to find you. I'm going to hunt you down. I'm going to blow a bubble in your face. I'm still reeling over this gum thing.
Yeah.
I think for a long time, I convinced myself that my gum swallowing was.
You were very angry in that last
segment. Yeah, well, because I think the gum swallowing for a while, I thought it was catching
sure
up to
you
me.
Please enunciate.
Gum swallowing.
Right.
Was catching up to me, and that's why I was getting a bigger stomach because it was like a mass conglomerate of gum that I'd swallowed. Gum. I'm saying gum. My cum swallowing days have been over since like. 2011.
Sorry, everybody.
I'm saying gum, and Dan hears cum. Always.
But swallow... All right.
Swallowing Anyways, I'm mad about that.
Yeah.
I'm pissed. Well, fucking liars. Liars! Does that mean that watermelons don't grow in your stomach if you swallow a watermelon seed?
I don't know. I don't think so.
All my right, youth. But... Everything about my youth is a lie.
Can we prop up the positivity for the ending of the show?
I have no positivity.
You none?
I'm just defeated. No. I'm a defeated human being. It's the end of the show, Dan. End of the show. Thank God for small, gummy favors.
I think everybody who's listening to this is like, ugh, all right, only 8 more minutes.
Or they've already turned it off.
Or they already turned it off. Or they're waiting for all the fun stuff we put on the end. We're going to put a lot of fun stuff at the end. Because Maida and I are both medicated right now. We won't lie.
No.
And it's for our health.
I admitted that in the very first segment.
Right. But if you hang on and listen to the end of it, we're going to give you guys some good stuff.
There could be some surprises.
The good stuff.
Some
so what did you learn?
What I learned was that I'd been lied to my entire life about gum swallowing.
Right.
And then
I'm
digest.
Back to vodka, by the way.
Oh, let's talk about this for 1 second. What I learned was Dan can just, with ease, bounce between beer and vodka, beer and vodka, beer and vodka. For the first time in Dan and Maida show history.
Because we're both bananas.
He went back on the vodka. Good for you, champ.
Thanks.
Good for you.
I'm going to have a tough day tomorrow.
I'm sure you are. I'm
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, the gum thing and like the princess thing. I never really thought about it in... You know,
actual princess
right.
terms.
And then think about all the other shows that we watch. I mean, all the shows like now that I'm super addicted to, like Orange is the New Black, which one of the best shows ever. And
of course.
Orphan Black.
I'm which, not watching it yet.
I know you're going to watch it. But even like Friends, I mean, like they were down to earth. And now it's like all these lies exposed.
I don't feel like there were lies being exposed. They were just truths being exposed.
Right.
I did learn that Phoebe was supposed to be on Frasier, which really rubs me the wrong way. I don't like that at all.
No.
I don't like the idea of Courtney Cox being anyone other than Monica.
Right.
either.
Or Matt, what's his name with the weird finger?
Matthew Perry.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the missing top of a digit. That gives me the creeps.
I learned that you push things through your body that is not natural for any other human being.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? Lady Gaga kidney stone?
Your ureter.
My Lady Gaga kidney stone?
Is your ureter bigger, or do you see it, or?
I did not see it.
No.
I was told that it was a little bit twisted like a tree root, which grosses me out.
Hmm.
So what I learned is that I need to figure out how the fuck to not get kidney stones anymore, because they're horrible.
You should drink water. Water, water, water.
There's water in beer. It's wet.
I know,
but
you've been kind of drinking for the last 3 hours.
It's wet. It's wet. Where's water? It's wet. How else is something wet if there's no water in it?
Yeah, but what it does to your body after, though.
Mm.
That's why I switched over to beer.
And then back to vodka.
Well, I only got dehydrated a little bit.
Just a tiny bit. And plus, you mix that iced tea with water.
For sure.
So, and there's water in your ice. I also learned that you are anxious about your family vacation.
Oh, my God. You guys, I'm going to go out on a limb right now and say that my Irish guilt will next time for 23 will be about that. I think my topic and what's crap.
I think the entire show is going to be about your family vacation. Yeah. That's how it's going to go down.
I'm thinking about like hooking up, you know, my nephews and nieces with the show.
What do you mean?
Because they don't really know what I do. Because I'm the unmarried one.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is what you do now?
Right. This is
this is
job.
What you do?
Hey, you have it on your Facebook that you work at the Dan Animated Show.
Well, that's right. I do.
You don't get paid.
It's the only
but...
job I'm proud of.
All right. I don't know. Like the 16-year-old, I, you know.
Well, if he shares your room and you guys are taking a break from looking at your, you know, his hetero porn and your homo porn, you could
True.
Probably listen to the podcast.
I don't even want to put that in my headspace right now. So.
I just did.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, I think it'll be fun. I'm very excited about it. I think, you know, it's the first time we've done it and, you know.
In forever. This, for your whole life.
Right. I need the Xanax. Well, it's compared to, like, the 4 hours we spend on a 4th of July or Father's
yeah,
Day.
Yeah, I don't know, Dan. You seem to spend a lot of time on the South Side with your family.
There's always something going on. There's always a... I was at my nephew's birthday. My nephew Tommy, his birthday was on Saturday. He's 7.
So are you worried that there's like nothing going on, like no celebrations to distract
well,
you?
Well, my dad's
70th.
I mean, that's why we're doing it.
Then there's your thing.
That's only one day.
Make it a whole week.
Okay.
Why is my voice like this? I hate it. Oh my God.
What else did you learn?
I learned that I'm only okay with certain kinds of plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Definitely not 90 of them.
No.
To give you muscles or to make your eyes seem separated like a Ken doll.
Stop doing it. You guys, you don't look human. You look like a caricature of yourself.
And I think I've learned that, you know, like body modification beyond tattooing and piercings and like stuff like that. I'm all right with the, you know, like, with breast implants, I'm cool with that. I'm cool with a nip. I'm cool with a tuck. I'm cool with a facelift. I'm cool with some Botox. But anything beyond that, when you start messing with shit, like worse than that, give me an entire new face. Give me muscles in my pec. Give me pecs that are made from plastic. Give me... I just feel like you're asking for a Kanye West mom scenario where you die in a plastic surgery.
Yeah. Or because situation. Of the age of the internet that people are making fun of you, period. Like you are being made fun of.
Or are they making money? Are they making money off this?
No,
probably.
They already have enough money to do all of these things anyway.
Maybe what they're making then is just a name for themselves because we're fucking sitting here talking
about
it.
They're making a joke out of themselves. The period, end of story. We will not talk about this on the next podcast or the next 100 podcasts.
Right.
These guys are done.
Well, I just, yeah.
We pointed our finger, we laughed, we're like, so sorry.
I just don't get it. I mean, there's a certain thing to be said for certain surgeries. They make you feel a little better, great. Right. But when you start dicking around with your entire body and changing the entire way that you look, I just don't.
Unnatural things in your body, that's the dumbest thing.
Yeah, I mean, I have a stent in my crotch right now, and I can't imagine having any more plastic in me right now. It's a little plastic thing from my kidney to my bladder. And I want to kill myself about it. And this one, these guys are filled with plastic and silicone.
Guys, we don't mention it enough, but we are on Facebook. We are at the Dan Animated Show.
We are?
We are.
Mm.
You should go on it once in a while.
I'll try.
And post some of those funny updates.
I'll try.
We are also on Twitter. We're at Dan Animated Show. And we also have an email address, danimatedshow@gmail.com. If you guys, like, send us a note once in a while. We don't talk about our involvement in social media, but, you know, we love seeing when we see you guys and you say you love the podcast, throw it on Facebook. share it once in a while.
I'm going to tell you, nothing gives me a bigger female boner than when I ask people to share a Dan and Maida Show podcast link or ask them to like a page and I see the likes go up and I see the page.
Yes.
I get, you know, a huge female clitoral boner.
And you guys, it's going to help her with her kidney stones.
It will. You guys will help my health. Yes. I need help with my health.
So do it to it. And if you guys want us to talk about anything,
let us know.
Send us an email. Send us a Facebook. Send us a
Obviously,
Twitter.
We will talk about pretty much anything. Pretty much any and everything.
So, Maida.
Yes, Dan?
From the Dan side?
Mm-hmm.
Can I see that kidney stone?
Ugh. And from the Maida side, you're not flat like a Ken doll, are you? Are you? Loving duckies, bitches. I even saw my doctor that did the thing at Whole Foods while I was working. Oh, wait, no. I even saw the doctor that did my thing.
Stop. I'd love the face. Keep doing it.
The grocery
store. Start.
I mean, I even saw my doctor that
did
the thing.
Look, you're getting away. I'll say, wait, start over, and I got something good.
Boobs. I know a lot of people with fake boobs. Whoa.
Fake boobs does it.